Hi, I'm Grace Plata, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Welcome to the podcast. Don't set New Year's resolutions. If you've ever had a problem with maybe starting one or completing one, there are crazy, crazy statistics on how many people fail to complete their New Year's resolutions. But you know what? It's not your fault. People set you up for failure, but you don't have to anymore, because today you are going to learn three tips to not, but these aren't going to be to set New Year's resolutions. These are going to be to crush goals you have, to maybe form habits you want, or to live your dream. So this isn't your typical set your resolutions type of message. It is a message to encourage you to live your dreams. Hi, I'm Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. So if you've ever had a problem with setting resolutions, it's not your fault. So the first, there are three things. So the first one is to address your problem. Address your problem. Find a plan for your problem, and then act in that plan. I mean, it's so easy that you wonder why people don't use it, but it's really, really easy. So the first thing is figure out what you want. Figure out the problem. The best way to do it is one at a time. Don't set yourself up for a failure by taking like 10 to maybe 100 different resolutions. Focus on one goal, focus on one dream, focus on one vision for your life, focus on one habit at a time, and you will be better at that habit. You'll be better at that, whatever you want to be better at. You'll be more satisfied with yourself. You'll be feeling more fulfilled, and you'll be happier. So that sounds like just like a win overall. So focus on one thing at a time. So maybe you want to go on vacation. Be specific also. So focus on that vacation. Focus on where you want to go. What do you want to do while you're there? Focus on who you want to go with. Focus on just that one thing at a time. Maybe for me, I used to read I'd have 10 bookmarks and 10 different books at a time. And the only way I could successfully finish and understand any of them is if I could read them one at a time. So if you want to start a habit for reading, just set aside 10 minutes of your day. And I promise you, you have 10 minutes of your day. So just set aside 10 minutes, set an alarm for 10 minutes, just read 10 minutes, sit down, you're done. And then just every day, make a habit of yourself. A habit will outlive a goal. It will outlive a resolution for yourself. Maybe you want to write a book. Just set aside maybe like, again, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, write a few words. Those words will become a sentence. Those sentences will become paragraphs. Those paragraphs will become pages, and the pages will become chapters. If you just break down your problems into small little bits that you know you can conquer, you'll be like, what problems? It won't affect you anymore. It won't be a problem. Just break it down into little bits where you can attack it and certain pinpoints. So people, when they set resolutions, this isn't about resolutions again, but it's just like a cliche kind of thing to do in the beginning of year, because the freshness of the year has set in, we're feeling motivated, but later, maybe like 2 weeks from now, we're gonna lose that freshness. But you know what, if you set yourself up now to be excited, to be happy, and just focus on that one thing. That's how we become overwhelmed, you know? We have all these things to do in such a small little time. But if you're focusing on one thing, you're like, oh yeah, I can totally figure that out. I can totally solve that problem. I can totally make that a habit. I can totally find 10 minutes to read every day. I can totally just focus on one vacation for now. I don't have to focus on whatever else. So focus on one thing at a time. The next thing is that find a plan for that problem. So figure out how much you even need to save for that vacation. I kind of was talking about the little earlier of finding a plan for reading books, but I don't know if I said it directly. But so figure out the problem and then set a plan and then act on that plan. It's not that difficult. So maybe you want to learn a language. So maybe sign up to learn that language. If you want to become better at a hobby, if you want to learn a hobby, figure out what hobby you want to learn. And then maybe if you want to be better at a hobby, go watch some YouTube videos and be a better skateboarder or painter or musician or whatever you want to be better at. And then just habits are another thing that I really think are interesting. So maybe you, reading is a good thing, but maybe you want to start practicing something every day. Maybe you want to start making your bed every day. Maybe you want to start watching your words every day. Maybe you want, and it doesn't, again, people get stressed out because maybe they have to take a sick day, or maybe they're just a family thing comes up. If you miss a day, don't stress yourself out, but don't put it a week later. Don't put it 2 weeks later. That's how procrastination sets in. That's how we lose our New Year's resolutions. We're like, oh, we'll just start this next week. We'll start it tomorrow. And then that keeps moving forward. That deadline keeps shifting. So, oh, deadline, that reminds me. Also, set a deadline if you need more motivation. It will propelled momentum for you. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm fired up by momentum. If I've got this thing going, it's just like a snowball. It's just going to keep going with me. So momentum will fuel you, and habits will fuel you. A habit, again, will outlive a goal. That's why resolutions don't work. We set aside, we're not going to do such and such for a week, but set aside one thing. Hear me out. I'm just going to keep putting emphasis on this. Figure out one thing you need to do. Find the problem, find a plan, and act on that plan. I know you can do it. And when you make a plan, the problem strangely shrinks. So if you fall off that momentum train, get back on it. It's not as hard as we make it. So find out what you want, recognize that problem, work on that every day and make it a habit. Practice that habit every day. And if you fall, get right back up. Don't procrastinate. That's how it sets in. We're just like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it in an hour. We'll do it in 5 minutes, you know, whatever. Do it right now. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is right now, not 20 years from now, right now. So maybe you had these big visionary goals for last year, and you didn't get done. Don't worry. You have a plan now. Focus on one at a time. Focus on one at a time, and they will get done strangely faster, and they will be a lot better, like I guess higher quality, depending on whether it's a project or whether it's a habit. So I know this will really help you if you have a hard time maybe finishing things, or if you have a hard time starting things. Don't worry, the hardest part about getting a bike started is just getting it started. I said that wrong, but the hardest part about getting a bike to move is to get started. That's the correct way. But finish projects one at a time, I guess, or start them one at a time. Don't start another one in between. That's how I was able to read, have a bookmark in 10 books. Have 10 bookmarks in 10 books at a time, but I wasn't reading any of them. Finish one, move on to the next. Let that momentum fuel you. If you lose it, get it back again. You can get it out. So habits, I want to mention real quick, habits are created in maybe 2 weeks. But take it day by day. Focus on one every day, every single day. Print out a calendar, and if you accomplish that habit, put a little smiley face or a little X or whatever. So you have a tangible, you can actually see your accomplishment. It's just not some intangible thing that you can't see, but you can see your progress, and that's the momentum that will fuel you again. But just take it day by day and keep moving forward. This is how you're going to get things done. This is how it's going to be a great year for you. One thing at a time. So please share this message with your friends, and I will see you guys next time. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to leave a review and subscribe so you can be equipped, empowered, and encouraged throughout your week. You can also check us out at hometreats.org to read our story and see where else you can find us on social media. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.